A group of school districts filed a legal appeal today challenging Act 46, the state's school district consolidation law. This is the second legal challenge this month to the Act 46 forced mergers. And here to explain this new legal challenge is VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Hey, Howard.
Hi, Liam.
All right, so let's start off with some background. What led up to this challenge?
Well, this is something that's been expected for a little while now, and this goes really back to in June when the Secretary of Education issued the statewide plan, and that's where the Secretary made a lot of decisions about which school districts would be forced to merge and which would not be. And I spoke to Christina Naylor today. She's on the Dummerston School Board, and Dummerston is one of the towns that's taken part in this new challenge. And she told me that when that plan came out in June, it was clear to Dummerston and to a lot of the other districts that it would probably end up in the courts.
They completely disregarded those parts of the law, and that's what the judicial branch is there for, to interpret what the law says. So once the June 30th plan came out, I think a lawsuit became a pathway that we had to consider.
And so can you tell us a little bit more about this appeal? What's the case that the districts are making? What exactly are they hoping to have happen here?
The plaintiffs are saying that it's unconstitutional. They're saying that the State Board of Education doesn't really have the authority to force these mergers. And within Act 46, there was a kind of a what people are calling an off-ramp. And Act 46 said it was understood that merger would not work in every parts of the state. And Act 46 said if districts could put up what they called alternative governance structures, they would not be forced to merge. And a lot of these districts did that. They put these alternative plans together. But in some instances, the State Board of Education considered the plans, and they're merging the districts anyway.
So essentially, the appeal is that these districts don't want to be forced to merge, and they'd like the state to reconsider their alternate governance plans?
Right. So what these districts are saying is that the state board doesn't have the power to do that. And after this appeal is filed, what they're also saying is that they're going to ask a judge to put a stay on this decision, because what's happening now is a lot of these school boards are trying to build budgets. And it's been very confusing for them because they don't know if they're supposed to be building independent budgets or building budgets with these new boards. For some of these boards, they found out really just a couple of weeks ago that they're going to have to build a new budget in time for town meeting. So those budgets have to be done in January. So this group is going to ask a judge to put a stay on the state board's decision and allow the school boards to remain independent, to write independent budgets, at least for this town meeting. Under Act 46, these school mergers are supposed to happen before July 1st. So there's a lot of tight deadlines here.
So the school districts in this appeal are asking for a stay, asking for the judge to kind of halt the mergers that are supposed to happen this summer. Any sense when the judge might make a decision on that?
No, it's really impossible to know how the courts are going to work. We have the holidays happening now, of course, so we're going to be watching this. And like any court case, it's going to be up to the judge to decide if the case can proceed. And once that decision is made, they're going to start filing papers and we're going to have to watch what happens.
That's VPR reporter Howard Weiss-Tisman. Howard, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Liam.